Well, thank you for joining us again, Judge Lucas. Always good to talk to you and see what's going on over there in Breckenridge County. I guess coming off a pretty successful fair, sir, aren't we?
Yes, we sure have, Eric. It's good to be with you all again this morning. And we have had our county fair, of course, ended. We had it the middle of June and so forth. We had a couple of bad nights as far as the flash flooding and so forth, but we had a good fair. We're busy right now with a lot of other things here in the county as well, too, in Breckenridge County.
So what are some of the things we have going on as the summer winds down here?
Well, you know, this has been, it is winding down. This summer has been a fast summer thus far. We have been really, really busy, as I mentioned, about our fair having some flash flooding. We've had a lot of problems here in the county on our road issues and so forth. It seems like every rain we had was a flash flood, a washing type rain, and we have been busy, busy, busy. The road department, especially roads, as you all know, are a big issue for every county judge, and we've had a lot of road issues. We've been trying to repair some washouts and so forth on our roads, and also tiles. We've had tiles actually wash out, and a lot of damage over in the Rough River area of our county. That's in the southern part of our county, but we've had a lot of damage over there where a lot of these roads, there's a lot of hills and cliffs on the sides of the hills and stuff, but we've had so much damage. But we're getting a handle on it. We're in pretty good shape right now. In fact, we're blacktopping, resurfacing a lot of our county roads here as we speak, and for the next couple of months and so forth. It's that's during the summer. That's our busy maintenance schedule, is mainly blacktop roads for now.
Yeah, and I think before too long we'll be talking salt, but we don't want to get there yet, do we?
Well, that's right. You know, you think it's going to be a long time for winter to approach, but as fast as these months go, we actually are inventorying our salt and getting some more salt supplies in, and you kind of have to plan ahead like you do for anything. And,
sure.
Winter will be here soon, Eric, and it's one of those things where you have to plan so far ahead, make sure that you get all your supplies in time, because a lot of times during the busy part of the winter, and especially if we have a lot of snow and ice, why the salt supplies dwindle down. It's hard to get any more in. So we've got a salt storage bin that we've got pretty well full right now. So we're ready for winter as well, too.
That's good. You don't want to be thinking about that once the ice is already here, that's for sure.
That's for sure, too. Of course, a lot of our we're doing a lot of mowing and on right-of-ways, grass. With the rains we've had this year, the grass has really grown, and we're mowing right-of-ways, grading roads, and like I mentioned earlier, we're doing a lot of blacktop and a lot of resurfacing on roads from a contract that I had from last year, several contracts. So it's a busy time of the year for us.
Yeah, and I know usually this time of year, I get a chance to get out there on Rough River at some point. I haven't done it yet, but I've heard from the people that are up there that water, because of all the rain, the water's been really up too. Has that caused any other problems with that water being up as high as it has besides the roads?
Well, we've got a lot of roads that when Rough River gets, I think at one time it was 10 feet above summer pool, which was really, really, it wasn't to a flood stage yet, but it was a lot higher than it normally does. Of course, a lot of people don't have access to their docks. Their docks are out almost into the middle of the river when it gets that high. So there's been a lot of inconvenience for people. But, you know, the 4th of July, it was really, really busy, and the water was up, but people tend to overcome those obstacles and enjoy themselves. But Rough River has been extremely high compared to what it normally is this time of the year as well, too.
Yeah, well, hopefully I can get out there before the summer is all the way gone and enjoy myself a little bit in your neck of the woods. What else is going on in the summertime here?
Well, of course, like I mentioned, on the road work, we stay so busy with it. We're in the process here in the county. We're building a new coroner's building here for our coroner to work out of. He's been asking for this for several years, and we kind of put it in our budget for this year, and we're going to start a coroner's building here. In fact, it's already started right now, and hopefully it will be done. 60 to 90 days, we'll have it complete and so forth. We try to, there's always a project of some type, and, you know, we try to make these improvements here for the county, and it's something that will last for years and years and years down the road and be a help for future coroners or future citizens of our county as well, too. So that's a pretty good-sized project for us as well, too. We do have also here the 28th of September, we always have a Holt House Community Day, And this has been, I think this will be the 10th or 11th year we've had this. And that's a thing that brings a lot of people back to the, it's down in the Addison, Holtz, Bottoms area of the county, down in the, I guess it'd be in the western part of the county. But anyway, we have that scheduled for the 28th of September. That's always a great, great fun time. And people that don't know about Judge Joseph Holt, he was born here in the county. He was one of the first, he was Postmaster General, but he was a Judge Advocate General here. And he was instrumental in the Lincoln's conspiracy trial. So he's a very important native son here in Breckinridge County. So we have that schedule. Also, I think it's October the 12th. We have Hoedown Days here in Hardinsburg. That's always a fun day as well, too. It's a day that's packed from early in the morning to late in the afternoon, and vendors set up here on Main Street. So it's a nice time. So those two things we have scheduled as well, too. So as we mentioned earlier in this report, summer is quickly drawing to a close, and I talked to a lot of the kids and so forth. They can't believe how fast the summer vacation period for them goes. But we also have, Eric, a new elementary school just opened here in Hardinsburg, a beautiful facility, and this is the first year that they've occupied it as well, too. And a couple of years ago, we had a new school built in Irvington, so we're real proud of both of those facilities, a great thing for our educational system, and we're just really proud of them.
Excellent. And with the kids going back, we certainly do wish them well. And I know it's something, always something that's got to be on your mind, you know, as far as just making sure that, you know, they're on par, if not ahead of everyone else in the area, right?
Absolutely. One other thing along those lines, I'd like to mention the vocational school out here, our area technology school. I still refer to it as our vocational school, but they're adding up. About a $3 million expansion onto it as well, too, to include an industrial maintenance course. So that's something we're really pleased with as well, too. That vocational school has been just a great addition to our education system here in Breckinridge County. So we're really proud of that, too. So hopefully that'll be opening sometime, probably not this year. It won't be in progress this year, but next year for sure it'll be offering that industrial maintenance and expanding some of the other programs. So it's a great thing.
And in addition to that, I know you got to be excited about the buzz around the sports programs there in Breckinridge County over the last few months as well.
Yes, our volleyball team, our girls' volleyball team, and also the baseball team, of course, went to the Final Four of the state and had a great time. And they've got some good talent coming back for this year. So who knows what this year is going to bring, too. So we're really pleased with that, too, and proud of them as well.
Yeah, we were having a lot of fun following them along the way, so very, very proud of them. Anything else that you want to share with us before we get out of here today?
Well, not really. You know, as I mentioned, we're hard at work with our resurfacing. We're doing our regular maintenance items for the road department and any other projects that we're involved in. Well, I always end this report and say, you know, if anyone has any question or any problems or any concerns or just want to talk or come by in my office, I'm always here pretty well. I'm gone to a lot of meetings occasionally, but they can call my office here at 270-756-2269 with any problem or situation that comes up, and I'll be glad to speak with them.
And I can vouch for that. Always real easy to get through to, and always willing to respond. So, Judge Lucas, we appreciate that, and here's to another great season over there in Breckinridge County.
All right. Thank you, Eric, so much.